Well, you can probably hear from the noise. I'm outside. There are kids everywhere. There are adults in everything from bathing costumes to fitness gear. I'm actually at Kew Gardens, and it's for the Joe Wicks Festival. With me is Chloe from Kew Gardens. Chloe, this is amazing. What exactly is going on here today?
So we've got an amazing day set up for people to come and enjoy. There's things like meditation, sound baths. We've got ice baths even that you can get in and try that for the first time perhaps. And then we have Joe Wicks himself leading lots of workouts on the main stage outside here at Kew.
So there are four different stations for people to come to. Tell me about those.
Yeah, so we have four stations. We have the re-energize section, which is the main stage where we have yoga and Joe doing his HIIT workouts. We have the retreat, which is more of a kind of meditation area. We have a kids zone, which has got some book readings. Joe himself did a book reading earlier today. And then there's also games, fun activities for families to enjoy. And then we have a reconnect area, which is where we have some incredible experts doing some talks from things such as gut health to best ways to sleep.
And one of those experts is James Davis. You are the person I have been waiting to meet, I have to admit.
Oh boy, well, it's an honour to be on the station.
No pressure. But you are, let's face it, a bit of a guru. You've written books, you're an osteopath, you get people up and working again. You've worked with people like Kylie, and you've worked with people like David Beckham. But we also should say that you're the person that Joe Wicks comes to as well.
Yeah, he calls me his body coach, but he's my body coach. So he's got me to work out, you know, for like many years, because I used to be a former athlete, so I just wanted to work out 2 or 3 hours, but he's the one that initiated me working out again, even if it's just 15-20 minutes. So he's the actual body coach. I just assist him in if he needs treatment every now and then, but he's my ice buddy, my sauna buddy and friend.
So yeah. Tell me a little bit about your career. You started as an athlete. How did you get into this?
Yeah, so I had a serious injury to my quad, and I had a surgery that I didn't need, so that ended my career being an athlete. So I needed another purpose in life, and that was to be an osteopath, because I didn't want anyone to go through the same pain that I went through, or didn't have the answers that I needed at that time, at that critical period of making a choice whether I wanted to be a runner or not. So my mission statement is to help people to understand why they're in pain and have things in place to eradicate that pain.
And for you here, how important was it for you to be here today?
I think it's festivals or health festivals don't hardly have massage here. Now, I want this to be in most festivals, because many people have not even had a massage. Have you had a massage ever? Because I meet people every day that don't have massage, and I'm just shocked about it. So I'm trying to have a mission to get people to get hands-on work, because I think it's so important. So I see it as cleansing your soul, as well as the physicality side, getting rid of tension and all the aches and pains. Because many people just assume that I don't need a massage, I don't have any pain, but it's only until they get treatment they realise, I didn't know that this was tight. Maybe I need to get massage.
And I have to say, there is a queue all the way down and, well, round the toilets, I hate to say, waiting for you. You've got a lot of people here with you. Fantastic. Oh, it's, I can hear thunder. I'll let you get back to the poor people waiting now with their umbrellas. Right,
thank you very much. A pleasure talking to you.
Thank you for talking with us. As we know from speaking James, we've got really adult things, including an ice bath. I'm not joking. I'm just wandering over there, and no, you're not going to get me into it, but I'm going to go and have a look. People are, as I look, they are getting changed. There's little tents, they're getting changed into their bathing costumes.
Okay, next one.
And which is funny because it's raining now, but hey ho. Okay, so I found someone who's just come out of the ice bath. What's your name?
My name is Chris.
Okay, Chris, so how was it?
It was amazing, actually. It was amazing.
I didn't know what I was doing actually, but I just basically I've done it, and it was so cold. My legs were frozen, but it was amazing.
How cold was it?
0 degrees, maybe 1-2 degrees.
You say that so calmly.
I think so. Yeah, I've been told it like 2 degrees probably.
Dan, you feel regenerated?
Yes, I do. I feel like I feel different.
you hesitated, I have to tell you.
out of my comfort zone, I think. But yeah, I feel good. I feel
well, you look good.
Good
after it anyway. Thanks for speaking with
us. Thank you very much.
Us.
Yes, of course. Thank you very much.
Bye. Okay, now I have a lady coming out. You look a little bit cold. What's your name?
Michaela.
Michaela, how was it?
It was so super cold, much colder than I thought. So I didn't go all the way in.
Oh, that bad, was it? But do you feel better even for going partially in?
Yeah, I feel like I can do it next time, absolutely. So I'm glad I tried it at least to know what it's like.
The queue's there, you can just go straight round again.
Yeah, maybe a bit later. Not straight away.
Okay, so from an ice bath, I've moved over to the main stage where we're having a sound bath.
Slightly later than scheduled, we have Jasmine Hensley taking us through a sound bath with some crystal bowls. Give it up for Jasmine.
So just sitting here now, or lying down, I really recommend lying down if anyone fancies that, is a really nice opportunity to start to feel into your body. Closing your eyes if that feels comfortable to you.
Okay, I'm lying down.
Just in your mind's eye, seeing yourself lying on the floor, on the ground, on the grass, your whole body stretched out. Feet maybe hip width apart, but even more, that's comfortable for you, with letting your just feet just hang out to the sides. You can hear people moving around, talking, chatting, children playing right next door to us. Maybe you can hear the sounds of the bowls as they're kind of coming.
Well, Jasmine, you must have done something right because the sun's come out. Those sound baths are amazing. You had crystal bowls, didn't you?
I did, yeah. So lots of people talk about the frequency, the tones. You've got colour therapy from the colours of the bowls. But really, for me, it just gives these beautiful, angelic, kind of curious, you know, not everybody's heard those kind of sounds before. Something to put your mind on, to give it something to focus on, because the mind likes to be busy. And so in giving it that sound to follow, to come in and out, and, you know, it's not music, it's not a tune, it's not, you don't have a kind of chorus. So therefore, you're always intrigued about what's coming next. So it allows you to be curious. And while you're being curious, it's a playful feeling and the body starts to relax. And so even if you don't, you know, go into a bliss state or fall asleep, which a lot of people do, you're actively practicing mindfulness, which, as I was saying in the sound bath, it kind of bends and stretches time as we know it. And you just feel suddenly like, oh, this is it, I'm here. Whereas most of the time, our mind is in the future and in the past, and we're being run ragged, even if we're sitting in one spot.
It was extraordinary because I did lie down and join in, and you had kids playing and people talking and planes going over, and yet it just all goes. We followed your voice,
yeah,
and then we were gone. It was brilliant. And thank you so much, Rick, because I needed that.
Good, you said. Yeah, anytime. I mean, 2 minutes of just humming, 2 minutes of just paying attention to the sounds around you can help you be in the present moment and take some deeper breaths. I mean, it's all worth it.
Well, it's been an amazing day. It's been everything from workshops on parents getting children into fitness to menopause workshops. And that's not counting, of course, the sound baths and the ice baths. But now it's down to Joe Wicks to finish with his workout.
The bit we've all been waiting for, the biggest ever, PE with Joe workout. So listen, I'm so glad you're still here. I know a lot of people would have gone home because of the rain. But I just want to say thanks for being here. I'm going to give you the best workout of my life, folks. I've got all this energy in me. I've met so many people today. And now we've been standing around, we might be a little bit cooler. Who's ready to get warm? Right. What we're going to do to start off, okay? We're going to do a 5-minute warm-up. And then we're going to do a 25-minute like P with Joe style HIIT workout, yeah? Do you mind if we have a little big, like a big selfie, hands up in the air, yeah? Okay, should I stand up? Should I go a bit lower like this? Okay, right, here we go. Let's say P with Joe after three. One, two, three, P with Joe!